Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. We are live on Psychics Gone Wild today. And with us today, we have Pamela Cummins joining us again. Still in here in the studio a little bit doing some of this. And we've got our, let's see, I'm going to do some of the usual promotional apps here a little bit with our master psychic Petro, who is on. He's on with us Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays now. And his contact information is www.jethrosmith.net. You can also get a hold of him through his email address at psychicjethro@aol.com or through his phone number, 928-284-0437. We are also, let's see, I'm here with Casey Birth Cards. I don't have my website up yet. I've just got my email account, which is kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And then, of course, my phone number is 719-289-4907. And I want to make sure I'm going to get Pamela on here and hope we got her here. I'm pretty sure hers is www.successfulrel, that's short for relationship, successfulrel.com to get a hold of our guest today. And I don't recall if she had a phone number that she wanted you guys to call. I think possibly all of her stuff is on her website. Pamela, are you with us?
I'm here. I'm here. Yes, and everything is on my website, email, cell phone number, Facebook. I even have a blog, or you can even tweet me.
You got it all.
Yeah, I'm doing my best to be hip on the social media, and I'm even thinking about doing Pinterest. My niece raves about it, but it looks a little threatening to me, so we'll see.
Now, I've seen that. I'm kind of going, man, it's like for me, it's like sometimes you get too stretched too thin with so many places because then you got to go visit them every day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you're the last time to try to get a hold of real people. It's like, anyway, shoot.
Right.
All righty. Let's see. Well, I'm getting the chat up here, and it's like we've got, there we go. And we're waiting while we, did I do that? Yeah, I did that. Okay. Okay, I think I'm getting a handle on our technology here today. Well, it looks like we have a caller already here. Are you up to just jumping in right here? I take it back. We've got a couple callers. Okay, people are starting to flood in. Okay.
Oh, that's a good thing.
So, it is a good thing. All righty. So that's what you guys have been waiting for. We've had Pamela posted up there for a while. Everybody knew that she was going to be coming on, so I figured we were going to have a hot and heavy day today on... We only got her for an hour, though, or actually less by the time I get done talking. But we're going to make sure that we get her contact information out to you guys. And she does personal stuff. It's like, just kind of give us a quick overview, you know, again, of what you did. It's like we like to call you the love and relationship, you know, person, but I know you said, you know, you do a lot more than that. It's like,
right.
You know,
well,
you do...
My specialty is love and relationships, but I also do help people with their life direction, whether that's business or spiritual. And the other thing that I really enjoy doing is personal growth, because if you want to have a good relationship with others, not just a significant other, but, you know, people in your life, because really that's what life is about, is relationships. It's really important to have self-love for yourself and to grow as much as you can. And I also love doing dream interpretations. I just find dreams so fascinating.
Cool. And you also have this really cool thing that you do with your guides and angels give you music. Tell us a little bit about the music aspect, because that was so cool. It's like, I love getting the song.
Okay. Some of my clients call me the musical psychic. Because a lot of times I get answers in the form of song lyrics and even sometimes commercials, you know, or even lines from movies or whatever. But a lot of times it's funny because a lot of times they'll give me the messages that works best for a person. Like if somebody's very visual, I'll start getting bombarded with all these pictures, you know, or... you know, hearing things or feeling things if somebody's, you know, very emotional. But basically, whatever way they feel they can get the best message through me, to the person is the method that they're going to use, because a lot of people think, oh, you got this special gift, and it is a gift. I'm not downplaying it. But basically, the hardest thing for anyone with psychic abilities to do is be a clear channel, let the information come through, and do your best not to analyze it. You know, it's one thing to help interpret it, but don't analyze it. Because a lot of times, I have no idea what they're talking about, but the client will.
The person does, exactly. It's like, and that's being a really clear messenger. That, I mean, to me, is like, you know, when you don't try to edit it or say just, well, this is what I'm getting. It doesn't make sense to me, but it doesn't make sense to you. It's like, yep, sure does. It's like,
right.
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, some people think that psychics also are kind of like an eight ball. You know, you ask the question and the question comes up. You know, yes, no, or exactly how they want it answered, and it doesn't work that way. If you're supposed to know the information, they'll give it to you. And a lot of times it is symbolic or, you know, as one of my clients says, cryptic, because it's for you to figure out, or maybe you're not supposed to know.
Right.
You know?
Right. They give you a riddle to kind of work with or something. It's like they gave you an answer. It's like, can you figure it out?
Right, and sometimes, you know, and sometimes you figure it out weeks later, and sometimes it takes a lot longer because you need to go through certain things in order to get the answer.
Yeah, exactly. All righty. Well, we got people stacking and backing up here in the queue today, and it's like I'm going to start with our first person here. If you're ready to roll, let's
sure,
here we go. We've got okay. Area code 267. 267, you are live, Psychics Gone Wild, and we've got Pamela Cummins with us today.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And your name is?
Chris.
Chris. Okay.
Like Chris Kringle.
Right.
I was wondering if you could look at a relationship for me.
Sure. Can you give me the person's first name?
Sure. Steven.
Steven, okay. All right. The first thing I got was to be wise with this man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He feels like he's got a really good heart, okay? And I'm also feeling kind of clean cut is the image I'm getting. And, you know, kind of good with business and stuff. And I see that he feels like he's going all over the place. And to me, that's, one, he's active, but that also means, like, I see him walking back and forth. He kind of goes all over the place with you, okay?
Right.
And I'm seeing the pin the tail on the donkey, you know, where you're blindfolded and you're trying to, you know, pin this tail, and you don't know where you're going to. And I'm getting, that's kind of what he's going through, but that's what he takes you through, because that's what, you know, that's what he's doing, so it affects you is a good way of putting it. And they're saying, hold on, little girl, okay? There's a song, you know, hold on, little girl. I'm getting with him, you know, it does feel like, I want to say things will work out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that this is what you really want. I know that sounds silly, me saying that, but just make sure this is really what you want. I do feel that, you know, he is able to make a commitment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like he's been in committed relationships before. I'm also getting that, you know, we all have our wounds from relationships, but he doesn't feel like he's been scarred, okay? You know, because some of them feel scarred. I'm just getting to take your time. Don't rush. Don't push him, okay?
Right.
Because I'm getting you feel frustrated, and it's kind of like, I want to know, okay? And
right.
They're saying within a year, and it just feels like, I know that seems so long, but something's going to happen within a year, and part of me wants to say, within a year, you know exactly where the relationship's going, okay? But I feel like it's something else within a year, and I'm not sure what they mean by that, so I'm not going to question that. I also feel like you have ups and downs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying when you don't know what to do, do nothing, okay? Because I to see you wanting to pick up the phone and kind of tell him off, okay? You know, that's how they're saying. I'm sorry, I find that amusing. It's not amusing, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I've been there. And I'm getting, really, think before you do that, okay? And they're saying to go off and do your own thing. I don't know if you paint. Okay, but what I'm seeing is somebody in front of an easel with a paintbrush and just kind of like dotting and going very slowly, okay? All right, mm-hmm. And if you don't paint, what I really feel this means is with your creation, with what you're creating, and they're calling it a masterpiece, sometimes you have to go really slowly, okay? So go mm-hmm. slow. Go
well,
slow.
I've been dating them off and on for 4 years.
Ooh.
So
yeah.
So that's been slow.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can understand your frustration. But again, I'm hearing within a year, and I'm not sure what that means, okay? I'm not feeling like you should just, you know, throw it to the curb, okay? I'm not getting
well,
that.
Well, he just told me he had testicular cancer, so.
Oh, okay. All right. That could be why I'm getting he's all over the place.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting to leave him. Again, it's something within a year, and I'm not getting what it is. So I don't
okay.
guess. So I hope that helps.
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you very much. It's like, man, we got several here, so it's like our next one up is... Area code 631. Let's see. Here we go. There we go. Mic went on. All righty. 631, you're live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pamela.
Hey.
It's Rita.
Hi, Rita.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks. Now, last time Pamela was on, I did get to hear a bit of the show. And what's absolutely wild to me is that they call you a musical psychic because I thought I was the only person that I know of when I don't pay attention to my mood, which is like basically when my heart is crushed or I'm hurt or something, mm-hmm. I will wake up hearing songs in my head, and that's like basically my spirit telling my mind what my mood is.
Right.
And they were usually like really sad love songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it bothered me to actually hear the music because it was not happy music. But I guess within the last week, I heard another song when I woke up, and it was about new love coming into my life. There's nobody in there now. There's nobody that I have in mind, but I do have, there's a reunion coming up in July 21st, and it'll be 10 to 15 years of my school classes. So it's all different ages of all different people, and I think that maybe that's why this song could be connected to that. Like, maybe love is coming. I've never looked for it in life. It always just appeared when it appeared.
Right.
But because I heard the song, I'm curious if you see anything like this going on.
Okay, well, first of all, with the sad songs, okay, and it's
uh-huh.
funny because as soon as I said that, and my parakeet is agreeing, he started he's agreeing with me, but as soon as I said that, I heard sad songs say so much. You know, I think
yeah.
Elton John sings it,
yeah.
okay? And it's a way to grieve, okay? It's
right.
a way to grieve. Now, before you even, Kelly even picked up the phone, I grabbed three cards, okay? And
mm-hmm.
and this is to answer your question on love. The first card is of someone inviting someone into a teepee, okay? And so, yes, I feel love is coming. You know, I can't guarantee you it's in July. It does feel like right around the corner, and it's funny because as I said that, I got a vision of somebody walking around a street corner and, like, bumping into somebody, okay?
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's like when you least expect it. And a lot of times that's the best, okay?
Right.
You know, focus on what I am getting, though, and I got the meditation card, and what that means to me is focus on opening up your heart to it, okay?
Right.
All right. I'm getting fear of being hurt, you know, which we all have. I completely
oh, yeah.
understand that. But I'm getting that you need to make yourself vulnerable. It's funny. I'm hearing take off your armor. Okay?
Right.
And it's okay to have a shield there, you know, like a shield that you hold where, you know, sometimes we need to protect ourselves. The other thing I got was, I call it the balance card. It's the justice card, okay? And this relationship, upcoming relationship, feels like there's a lot of good balance in it. Like you're different, but you're also very similar, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling something, some kind of connection to the law also, whether it's legal or, you know, a cop or, you know, someone in uniform or, you know, lawyer, I don't know. Some connection to the law, okay?
Okay.
Or maybe there's a lot of, you know, people in his family that, but there's definitely some connection. Yeah, so you're right. Somebody is coming in, you know? Somebody is coming in. And this one feels like a keeper, okay? Because it feels like you had some in the past where, you know, I'm hearing a song lyric and I'm out the door. And you either threw them out or you walked out. That's what it feels like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know? So,
Yeah,
so again, just open up your heart, you know. it's funny, I'm hearing the song Keep On Singing, okay? And what that means to me, obviously, is, you know, singing to me is very happy, being upbeated, you know, so keep a positive frame of mind. And also, you know, pay attention to the messages that you get because, you know, I know I'm not the only one who gets songs, you know. I know some other people who do. That just seems to be, you know, the way that I work. But it's funny because when I used to belong to the spiritualist church up in Jersey when I lived there, and I'd give messages to people or people would give messages to me, a lot of times they would start getting things in songs when they normally didn't, especially when they were giving me a reading, you know?
I feel that you're 100% accurate, and everything that you said I thought about. Like that morning when I woke up and I heard like the love song, I was like, wow, my heart must be opening up. And I got that same message yesterday, so that was like a week later. Again, it popped into my head. Leave your heart open. Be 100% authentic in this new relationship, which I usually always am. But I felt that my authenticity is what got me in trouble. Because my husband, he was like a sneaky manipulator. Mm-hmm. So that was just like giving him ammo, letting him know what all my vulnerabilities were. And the fact that I was so honest, like he knew that I would never, be vengeful or get him back. Like if he did something bad, I was not one of those tit-for-tat people, you know. So like he always felt safe that he could do basically whatever he wanted, and there was going to be no vengeance from me. And I just felt like, well, karma will get him anyway.
Well, and the image I'm getting for you is one of those street cleaner things, you know, in mobiles going on the side, and that means keep your side of the street clean, you know, and, you know, also, you know, this guy doesn't feel like your ex. So obviously you've done some work on yourself, and you know,
absolutely.
And you need to be authentic in relationships, definitely.
Right. So I really appreciate it because, yes, you just validated all of the things that I've been thinking, and I am listening to the little voices and the messages I'm getting. But, maybe it won't be in July, but I have a lot of things coming up this summer, and I can feel the presence already of somebody. It's just in the air. I can actually feel the connection. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who it is or when, but I know it will happen, and you just affirmed that for me. So thank you so much.
All right,
and Kelly,
you.
Thank you for writing me and letting me know that Pamela was going to be on, because I'm glad I didn't miss today's show.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, I haven't seen you for a couple of days, and I'm like, going, yeah, your blog posts and things are not sending them out. So it's like, I kind of, wrote some of our regulars, and, you know, Rhea's an awesome, awesome lady.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling in today.
Thanks so much, Pamela. Thanks, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You betcha. All righty. Sounds good. Yeah, I enjoy talking to Rhea. She's out on Long Island, up there in New York, kind of in your neck of the woods there.
Well,
I'm
in North Carolina now, but
you moved south.
I moved about almost 2 years ago, but I'm always a Jersey girl, you know, always. You can take as they say, you can take the girl out of Jersey, but you can't take the Jersey.
You can't take the Jersey out, girl.
Oh, yeah, it's there, you know.
Oh, that's neat. Wow, she was down there in the Carolinas. Man, I never realized that. I had you way up the eastern seaboard there. All righty, yeah, and you're right, it's that accent.
Okay, our next one is a caller from Area 727. You are live on air with Keeps on Wild. We've got Pamela Cummins on today.
Hi, Pamela. My name is Pamela.
Oh, neat. Good. Hi, Pamela. I love when that happens.
I have a question about a relationship. What do you feel, what kind of relationship do you think Tony and I are going to have in the future?
Okay. Honestly, I feel that it's going to be, I want to say, yes, a victory at the end. And it's funny, I'm seeing V for victory. there was a TV show a long time ago, you know. But anyhow... and I'm going to be blunt. I'm hearing the song, when going gets tough, the tough get going. Okay, so I don't feel like this is going to be one of those fairy tales where you meet and everything. It feels like there's going to be a little work involved, okay? And and that's not a bad thing, okay? I'm sorry, it's funny. I wish you could see. I'm seeing somebody knock on my brother-in-law's head, okay? And you don't know my brother-in-law, and God bless him, but he's very stubborn, okay? And that's how I'm feeling Tony is, okay? So with Tony, I'm actually getting, you know, and the hardness I feel is kind of like adapting a new attitude around him. You know, like accepting him for what he is. I'm also seeing it being, get the right words, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I feel like he's like a unique character, okay? And you need to learn how to understand him, okay? And that's the part that feels like it's a little difficult, okay? But when you start to understand him, okay, and as I'm saying that, I'm hearing, understand me, and that's what I feel like saying sometimes, and I'm always replied with, it's better to understand than to be understood, okay?
Correct.
So with him, it's better to understand him than to try and get him to see things your way, okay? Not to say that there won't be compromise, but in order to get to learn who he is, okay? When you do that, I feel the relationship will really start to open up and blossom, okay? I almost want to say like a rebirth, because 'cause you're being able to speak to him better in his own language, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're actually saying it's like with him, it's like learning a new language, okay? Again, I do feel being, you know, victorious, you know? You just have to... I'm hearing the song Getting to Know You, okay? And it's really weird. The next image I'm getting is a piece of clay, okay, like muddy clay, and you're, like, feeling the texture, and it's almost like you're feeling it, getting to know it, and then you shape it the way you want it to be. And that's what it feels like with this relationship.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Do you think we're going to get married in the future or no?
It feels like, you know, as long as you kind of, you know, learn to adapt to him and then be able to speak his language, I would say yes, okay? I would say yes, you know? But again, it doesn't feel like it's a real easy ride, okay? It feels like I'm feeling like a little bumps, okay? But as I said that, I saw a couple together in an old-fashioned carriage going over a bumpy road. And that's a good thing, because that means he'll be there with you. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because right now we're not. I live in a different state, and he lives in a different state.
That's
the bumpy road.
Yeah, that's probably the bumpy road that I didn't understand. But I don't see it. Again, they're just saying learn his language. I know that's really weird, and I think that you understand that more than I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it. Okay. Well,
so,
thank you. You have a great day.
You too, and thanks for calling, Pamela.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Awesome, awesome. Clicking right through these today. All right. We've got one more here, and this is area code. Oh, come on. Let me click it on here. There we go. Area code 512. Area code 512, you are live on air with Psychics Gone Wild, and we have Pamela on today. 512, are you on with us? Can you hear us? Okay, not sure what's going on with that one. Again, maybe they might be on hold themselves. Okay. All righty. Well, guys, looks like we have some guests in the chat room there. It's like I'm posting our call-in numbers. It's like, Pamela, you get to talk a little bit more.
Okay.
Tell us more about. It's like I was kind of. It's like some of the stuff I was trying to remember from you know a couple of the previous times. It's like tell a bit about you know how you got started. I mean, I know you know master born psychics. Like when you know when do you recognize your gifts? It's like you know how did you deal with them? You know some of those kind of things. It's like what kind of things did you have to go through?
Oh boy, let's see. I'm gonna say what my guide said to me when you answered that, and I have to agree with them, is trusting it, okay? That's the hardest mm-hmm. thing because for me, you know, as a kid, I learned to shut down my abilities, okay? Because the environment was just not conducive for it, you know? It would have probably been more harmful if I, you know, kept them open. So anybody listening, if you have children, please don't poo-poo it, okay? You know, please let them... You know, let them grow and, you know, listen to what they say because, you know, children and animals are so psychic. They really are. And they're so connected, you know, to the other side. So for me, you know, when it started coming back was basically trusting the information that I got. And, you know, I guess it's funny. I'm seeing a chemist. Okay, it's funny because I'm answering this I'm answering the question, right? But my guides are giving me all the information. Okay, so I'm seeing a chemist. Okay, and you know, you think about chemistry, you do a lot of testing. You know, with the test tubes, and what's going to happen if I put this in and put that in? And that's kind of the way I was with the trusting. You know, because it would be little things like you know, don't take you know the highway, take the back roads. And then be like, oh, but the back roads are so long and the lights and da-da-da-da. And especially in New Jersey, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You know, New Jersey feels like traffic capital of the country. I'm sure, like, probably L.A. and other places are a lot worse. I would do that, and there was always a reason. There might have been an accident, you know, whatever. Whatever, and it. So that's what I had to do, and just like, or like trusting my feelings on somebody, like, oh, this person is trouble, you know, why would I go through that? In fact, I remember a conversation that I had with this woman who's my coach, okay, and we were talking about relationships, and you know, I would get like these little hits on guys, okay, and I'd be like, oh, no, it doesn't feel right, it doesn't, something's off, but I always, you know, I'm curious, you know, like a cat, I would want to know, well, why isn't this right, and I would stick along, you know, not too long, you know, maybe a couple months, you know, whatever, to find out, and believe me, I always found out. So with this one guy, you know, a little bit before, about 6 months before I left New Jersey, right, and I got that like on a second date, you know, and we were supposed to have a third date, and I was like, no, something's off. I'm not sure what it is. And I'm like, you know, I could wait around. I'm like, but why am I going to waste my time, you know? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm really trusting my intuition because years before I'd be like, no. And again, it's like, The trusting, because we all have intuition. It's not trusting it. And it's like, in, you know, a lot of people who were, like, victims of crime, whether they were robbed or, God forbid, raped or even killed, you know, they always had, there was always, like, this inner warning that they chose to ignore, you know, which is, you know, which is sad. And, you know, and a lot of times, if they had only listened to that.
Listened, yeah.
Exactly.
Listen to that inner voice. It's important.
It's very important. So that was the trusting, you know. And once I started to trust it and not judge it, you know, as we talked about earlier, the clear channel, not judge it, then the information started really flowing in.
Cool.
You know? Yeah, and, you know, and it's amazing. I mean, here's a great example where I'm living now. Something told me not to sign the lease and to go month to month. This was back, you know, and I still have no idea, but you know what? I'm going to find out.
Yeah,
yep,
exactly.
You know. So that's one thing that was very important, you know. And I know for me, I took, you know, I did take, in the beginning, I did take some classes with people because I thought that that was important. And really, a lot of times, especially like there's groups, you know, where they call it sitting in circle, you know, with mediumship or, you know, or psychic development groups, you know, early on I did some of those. And a lot of times it's just for validation, experimenting.
Yeah.
You know, and exactly. And those were a lot of fun.
Cool. You know? Well, we've got our 512 caller back. It looks like they, I bet they, I'm thinking they may have gotten blogged off. It's like sometimes BlogTap has been dropping calls on us and stuff. So it's like, here we have 512 back with us again. We'll try this again. Where you're live with Psyche Sun Well. We have Pamela on today, and it's like, welcome to the show. 512. There we go. Can you hear us? You call back in. Darn. Let's see. Can you hear us? The big question is, can we hear you? Are you muted? Okay. Hang in there. It's like, let's try something else here. Got one other one here. We'll cut 512. We're going to come back to you. Okay. This one has got to be a stipend because we got all straight ones across the board. So it's like, who have we got today? Hello?
Hello?
There we go.
Oh, was that you, Kelly, or was that somebody else?
Oh, I'm not sure. Hello, 111? Is this our Skype caller? Just hold in. Give us a hi. A high five, or say we can't hear you. Darn, we seem to be having trouble with the board. Can you hear us? 111, can you say hello? Okay. I'm hearing your parrot back in the parakeet back in the background.
Oh, yeah. Birdie Bird's having a field day back here. And, you know, it's funny. I don't even hear it anymore. So, you know.
Wow.
He must like the energy. You know? Well, Birdie Bird, I say he keeps singing and singing and singing and singing. He's like the energized bunny. So.
That's funny. Okay, we'll try 512 again. 512. Can we hear you yet? Area code 512-801. You're live on air. Give us a hello. See Rita. Rita likes the bird. Boy, I'm not hearing. It's almost like I can hear somebody talking really low in the background, and it's just they're not coming through. If you're 512, if we got you, it's like we can't hardly hear you. It's like I don't know what's going on with the phone lines, but it's like you're really, really, like, low, like on low volume or something. It's like maybe it's just phone setting, or I don't know if you're on Bluetooth or something like that. Hang in there. Let's see. We're gonna try. We'll come back to you again here. Okay. And this is a Skype caller. This is, okay, here we go. You have 631-805. No, I don't have a 63. I don't know. Okay, yeah, Rita. No, there's no 631 yet. Okay, let's see. But Kalina is hanging in there. Sake. Okay, we'll see. I'll hit refresh here and see if we can get this. What we got going here? It's like, aha, Kalina. Okay, we got you on here. Hang on just a minute. Let me get to that one. No, Rita, we don't have a 631 on yet. Just a minute. But we do have Helena. We got that?
Hello?
There we go. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No, not a problem. And what is your name?
Kalina. I can hear other people.
I can too. But that's okay. They're kind of... Can you? I just hear them in the background. So. Kalina?
Yes.
Kalina?
Yes.
What is your question, please?
I just wanted to know if there was any message whatsoever.
I'm sorry. I just heard part of that. I'm sorry. I just heard. Hello? Kelly?
Oh, it dropped her. Yeah, okay. It dropped her. I don't know. Oh, I know what was going on. It's like she must have Skyped in. It's like, and she had it on her computer, and it's like it was doing the background feed. That's what was on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry,
like, okay,
people. I know nothing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it's like we are having Blog Talk moments. I'm going to let our chat room know that. Boy, okay. And it's like it pulled this on Jethro yesterday, too. It's like it's doing something goofy with us. We are Blog Talk moments. Yeah, okay. Right. Having.
Right, so. You know, I think it's the spirits playing with you, Kelly.
Man, they're playing the switchboard. Okay, well, we still got, thank you guys. We got 111 hanging on, and we got 512. So let me go back to, you know, 512 is impatient here. It's like, well, let's give them a go. 512, can we hear you yet? Okay, and she says, I'm here, 631, I'll try calling again. Okay, we got somebody in chat who's going to try calling in again. Okay, and I did refresh. Okay. 512, you're on air. Tell us a big hello or anything. 512, area code. Oh, and the 111 dropped. Okay. Okay, RegDeck was there. Okay, there we go. Okay, well, not sure. Okay, 512, we'll come back to you. We still got you in queue. All right, we have a 917. 917 showed up. Oh, and they dropped. Well, back on. I clicked on them and they dropped. All righty, shoot. And it's like, okay, and regular, okay, guys, keep, and I was like, I apologize for you. And there we go. Okay, 917, you popped up again. Okay, let's see if we can get you on before Blog Talk drops you here. Okay, 917, we got you?
Hello?
There we go, yes.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, what did you
I'm sorry, how are you?
Good. It's happy to hear another voice. Just happy to hear another voice. And what is your name, please?
Tia.
I'm sorry, Thea?
Tia, T-I-A.
Okay.
Hi.
And Tia, what is your question?
I would like to know what energy do you get from my absolutely amazing boyfriend, Clary?
Okay, and I'm hearing, yay, and what I'm getting about him is it feels like he's just, like, overcome some obstacle, okay?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, and, you know, and, okay, I'm not a baseball fan, okay, honestly. I think it's a silly sport, but I'm seeing someone taking a bat and hitting the ball and getting a home run, okay?
Okay.
So it feels like things are going to go really well for him, okay? And, you know how, like, a guy will take his arm and really put it over your shoulder and kind of, like, hold you, you know? All right,
yeah.
I'm seeing him doing that, and I'm hearing him, baby, come with me, because it feels like things are going to get really good for him, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, and I want to say it's about time, because, again, I feel like some really, you know, hard things that he went through, okay? And I'm hearing the song, I'm on my way back home, okay? And what that means to me is he's, you know, he's back on the right path, okay? I'm hearing baby. Do either one of you have a child?
He has a 2-year-old.
Okay, yeah, because it's definitely a baby, okay? You're not the mother, correct? Because I'm,
no.
Why, I'm
no.
feeling I'm feeling fighting over this baby, okay?
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah. Oh, God, you know that story from, I think it's from the Bible, where the king was going to slice the child in half, you know? You know, and I'm getting that, but what that feels to me is like it will be resolved, okay? And I do feel that he will be able to see this baby, okay? It just feels like resolved, but that feels like heavy on him. I want to say, though, he's really got his act together. That's how I'm seeing it. If he doesn't have it now, but I'm seeing him working hard and, you know, and getting the life that he wants, okay? And I am getting he wants to include you in it, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, things seem good. I'm just hearing patience. And, again, you know, with the mother of his child, it just feels like when that comes around, I'm seeing you biting your teeth down. So basically try and stay out of it and don't let her affect you, okay? Because I feel like she likes to cause some drama there, okay?
Well, would it just be asking him for money, or would she try to get back with him?
I feel like, of course she wants money, okay? And she acts like she doesn't want to be with him, but I feel like she does. But I'm also getting that she just likes to kind of cause trouble in people's lives, okay?
Yeah, she does, but she's with someone else.
Doesn't matter. You know? I'm hearing the song, I'll Always Love You, okay? And
okay.
It feels like she's always going to have love. It does feel like, for him, it does feel like there's a lot of anger. And, you know, I'm seeing someone stir a pot and kind of like fling, like, you know, it's like a chocolate liquid, you know, and she's flinging it around, okay? So she likes to, you know, cause problems, you
okay.
know? That's it. And, again, bite your teeth, grin and bear it, and don't allow her to affect you. And I realize that's easier said than done, okay? And I'm hearing the song lyric, just breathe, okay? Because, see, what happens when you react to it, it makes her want to do more, okay? You know?
Okay.
And what I'm seeing is somebody, like, you know, poking. You know how, like, sometimes people will poke you, and it's aggravating, okay? And if you really respond to it, they're going to keep doing it, you know?
Well, but you know what? He hasn't been in a serious relationship since they've stop seeing each other, so that's what you were saying as far as him getting getting himself together, because he made a lot of sacrifices, so I understand what you're saying.
Right.
But what is his energy towards me as far as he's not angry with me anymore?
I'm hearing, baby, come with me. That's how
okay.
I'm hearing it. And again, I'm saying, you know how like a guy will like really lean into you and like his arm is so much like it's almost like around your neck, but he's not choking you. It's just like it's a sign
yes.
of affection. That's what I'm seeing him doing. Okay.
Okay.
You know, so but I am getting the song Break Up to Make Up. That's all we do. Okay. So what that means to me, Tia, is that you need to stay in it. Okay. Do you understand what I mean by that? Like, I feel
yes.
like you get aggravated by little things, okay? All right? And I'm seeing water roll off somebody's back, okay? I'm just seeing the back. So really that's what you got to do is allow this stuff not to affect you, okay?
Okay.
You know? Now I'm hearing that book title, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, okay?
Okay.
You know? And, again, don't allow his ex to get to you, because I feel like she does, okay?
Okay, what about, does he trust me now? Because I had to cut some ties with some things when we first started dating, but he was putting a lot of pressure on me, so.
Okay, and this is exactly how they said it. He's learning to trust you.
Okay.
Okay, you know, and my guides are saying trust has to be earned, okay? And I'm also getting that he has a hard time trusting people, and they are saying with good reason. I don't know if it was his mother or an aunt or somebody like that, but I feel like they, you know, they let him down a lot, okay?
Wow.
Yeah. Again, it feels like a motherly, older female figure. I'm not really sure who it is, but that you know, make promises and let them down.
Oh, okay. Now, what about, because he was talking about marriage and us moving in. Do you see when that will be? He was moving really fast.
Yeah, I'm just hearing baby come with me, but honestly, that feels possibly winter time, you know?
Yes.
Christmas,
mm-hmm.
something. And I'm getting, you know, take your time with that. Take your time.
Okay.
Okay? You know? And the other thing they're saying is don't worry about money.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You must be young because it feels like you have a lot of lessons to learn. Okay? You know?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't mean that like, oh, you're so young. I don't mean that in an insulting way.
It's okay. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so, but what about him being quiet? He talks to me a lot, and he's fun and outgoing, and then he just goes into this little cave, and I'm like, oh, God.
Allow it to, and in fact, I'm going to say this not only to you, but to any other woman listening, okay, or man, when somebody needs to go in their cave, allow them to. Okay?
Oh, God, he loves that cave. I'm like, he just shut down and didn't say anything else.
Okay, and what I'm hearing, that when he goes in that cave, you go and do something else. I am feeling you're very creative, okay? And it feels like clothes, jewelry, fashion, something like that. I'm getting you're really good with that. So when he does that, go, you know, don't. I'm not going to say go shopping, but do something. You know, do something. I don't know if you design or, you know, you can help somebody dress up. I just feel like you've got a really good eye for fashion, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, so do that instead. Okay?
Okay, so should I, well, he's in his little cave right now. Should I go over there in the next couple of days and still give him some time?
No, give him some time. Go off and do your own thing. You know, give him some time. You know, after a while, he's going to say, where is she? Okay? Yeah, I'm just, give him some time. You know, sometimes, you know, when you need to be alone or you need to do your thing, you know, you want your space.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so give, you know, allow him some time. He'll come back around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you said don't worry about money. Is that as far as my business or us two were doing business together?
I'm just getting don't worry about money. It's all going to work out, okay? That's
Whew.
What I'm getting. Just don't overspend, because I get that you like to spend on things that you don't need, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so just don't overspend. So I hope that helps.
Yes. One more thing. Do you get energy from a friend named Melina?
Okay, Alina.
Melina.
Yeah. The only thing I'm getting around that, I assume it's a female, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm getting is a lot of sadness and my stomach hurts.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up on her. But I'm not sure, Kelly, if we have other people waiting, because I do want to respect,
yeah.
you know, other people's
yeah,
time.
We do.
Okay, we do?
We do.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, we all of a sudden got a full queue. It's like we got about six more to go here.
Okay, all right.
We got 13
women, are you only on Tuesday at 2?
Tuesday, and it's probably going to be every other Tuesday. Okay?
Cool.
Okay, and what is your website and number to contact you for a reading?
It's successfulrel.com.
SuccessfulRel.com. And what is the number?
973-229-9704.
Oh, I'm from New Jersey. Where are you located?
I'm actually in North Carolina now. I used to be located in Morris County. I kept my New Jersey number. So.
Okay, 973-229-9704.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And I see you getting a new car and a dog, but I'll talk to you about that another time, too.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Sounds good. Yep, we're going to click through, folks, really quick here. And it's like 732. Thank you for being patient and hanging on.
Hi, this is Arlene.
Hi, Arlene.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're from New Jersey?
I'm from New Jersey, too.
Okay, yeah, I know. 732, I was like, I know that area code.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But how can I help you, Arlene?
Well, I'll see what you could pick up best on. One is I'm going to start looking for work. I've been laid off. I had a very big job. I was there for 33 years, and I got laid off 2 years ago. But I was caregiving for a loved one. So I'm settling that now, and I'm going to start looking for work. But also, for Richard, I have a Social Security issue, and I went down and it's about a facility that's harassing me, and he's not there anymore and hasn't been there in over a year, but I had to go to Social Security in May, and they went through my stuff, and then when they realized he wasn't there for a year, they kind of, you know, they wrote something up, and I said, I'm not going to speak on it because, you know, I don't know if at some point I'm going to need an attorney because they're harassing me. And which is why I think they called me down there. But now I just got another letter from Social Security asking me who the attorney is. I mean, I said to her I don't want to speak because in case they were. They did drop a lawsuit on my doorstep on Christmas Day. But, you know, it wasn't real. I mean, it was real, but, you know, when I went to an attorney, when he called to follow up on it, there was nothing there.
Wait a minute. You're giving me
two issues.
You're giving me a little too much right now, okay? All right. As far as the Social Security thing, it feels like it's going to take some time, okay?
Okay?
It will work out. I'm getting, don't focus on it, okay?
All right.
Because honestly, I'm feeling like the overwhelmness, and it's all on like the right side of my body, okay? And I know it's hard not to worry about it, but I'm seeing it being tangled, and it's a big mess, and it's going to unravel, you know, slowly. I'm also hearing an old song lyric, God is on my side, okay? So it feels like God is going to take care of you. What they really want you to focus on is work, okay? And it feels like it's going to be a different type of work, okay?
Okay.
You know, it almost feels like, I want to say, non-profit, something that helps people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like it's going to be. It doesn't feel like what you used to do. It feels like something different. I feel like it's like in some kind of organization, if that makes sense. Okay? And at the same time, it feels like almost like self-employment, more control over your schedule.
Okay?
That's what I'm getting. I think it feels a little south from you. Okay, I think 732 is central Jersey.
Yeah.
This feels a little bit more south. It doesn't feel like a long commute, but for some reason there feels a connection to south. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. So I'm getting not to worry about that. Okay?
Okay.
It will come. Just start looking for it. You know, it does feel like don't worry, you'll be taking care of money. It feels like, honestly, the job feels more closer to September.
Okay.
All right, I'm hearing see you in September. So enjoy your downtime, okay? Because it does, this job feels like, this work feels like it's going to take a lot of your time. That's what it feels like, okay? So.
All right. And do you know, like, I'm really only applying in the industry that I was in. I mean, I'll post my resume. But
I'm feeling,
where I have 33 years of experience
in upper-level
supermarket retail.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it's in something different, okay? So,
you know,
look in different areas, okay? I do. It feels different, you know? And
I know I've had, you know, people say to me, you know, because of the work I did for Richard with the facilities and, you know, all of that, you know, I've had... Sometimes they pick that up, and it's just that you need a lot of schooling, and I'm 50 years old. I don't have that time. I need a job.
My guides are saying, when it comes to education, there's always something to learn, and I'm not saying going back to school, but it does feel something different, okay? That's what I'm getting. It feels different, but it feels like, again, you're more in control. Okay, so it feels good. It doesn't feel like, oh, this is horrible and I got to go to 7 years of school. No, it doesn't feel like that. It feels good. And again, it feels helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No. Okay.
All right?
All right. Okay.
All right, so thank you for calling. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we always tell our folks, it's like click that follow button and come back and tell us how things are. We love to hear back from you guys. And, see how things go on. Okay, let's see. We got one that's been holding here for a while. 631, thank you for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pamela. Thank you for taking my call, finally finding me.
Hi, and what is your name?
My name's Regina.
Hi, Regina. I like your voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I like yours, too.
Thank you.
Anyway, I've been working on a new me, trying to, you know, change things around, put some more positive things into, you know, my family and my surroundings. And I'd like you to tell me how you think I'm doing with that type of thing.
Oh, I'm getting nice goosebumps. You know, there's bad goosebumps and there's nice goosebumps. And I got really nice goosebumps. And I just feel like you are definitely on the right path. I feel a lot of security with you, and it's funny because what I saw was a bunny, and I've been seeing so many bunnies lately. Like, you know, they actually ran in front of my car. Thank God I didn't hit them. But that's what I'm getting. Bunnies around you, closeness. I don't know why September feels really good for you, okay? And I'm just getting to keep doing what you're doing, okay? Do you cook? Are you, like, cook, homemaker kind of person?
I used
creative?
To really enjoy that. I don't do it as much as I used to, but I'm trying to get back into it a little out of time.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing. Like, you know, it feels like a comfortable home you have, okay? And I almost want to say, and again, this could be symbolic. I'm almost seeing you, like, playing hostess, taking care of people, okay, and making people feel comfortable. Do you understand that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That's the type of person I am.
Yeah, and that feels good. That feels good, you know. I'm also feeling money is good around you, okay? And you have a significant other in your life?
I sure do.
Okay, because that, you know, it all feels good. I don't see, you know, I don't see anything bad. They're saying to enjoy it, okay? You know, one of the things I'm getting for you is you sometimes say, how can I get fulfilled, okay? That's what they're saying. And my guides are saying spirituality, okay? That's where you get, like, the most, I want to say, your food, okay? It's funny because I'm hearing the old song, Dunkin' Donuts, okay?
And, oh, God.
All right. And, no, and this is really funny because I'm seeing a Boston cream. And when I was, like, in high school, I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts. But the Boston cream, what it's representing is a lot of people walk around like a regular donut with a hole in the middle, okay? And you feel full in your middle, okay? And that's what that also means to me is fulfillment of life, okay? The other thing I'm getting, this song, You Gotta Live Like You're Dying. And what that song means to me is enjoy life, you know? So many people, you know, we're given this precious gift of life, and so many people sit there and worrying, this has got to happen. And it seems like you're enjoying it, okay? And they want you to continue that. The other thing I'm hearing, too, is travel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, travel. That's what I'm getting. So, you know, please travel, you know? That feels important. I don't know why I'm seeing, like, a big camper or something like that. Okay? So I hope that makes sense to you. But, yes, travel. Yeah, things feel, they feel good.
Well, good. I'm so glad. Because you know how it is. Sometimes you got those little aggravating spots in the day, but you try to keep as much in the positive realm as you want to be and keep on going. So I just wanted to make sure I was still on the right track.
Oh, you're definitely on, and I'm just getting keep on going, you know.
Well,
it's funny, I'm hearing wizard, okay, and what that means to me is, you know, like a wizard will create, okay, and create magic and stuff, and you can do that with the, you know, law of attraction and thinking positive and manifesting. Okay, but now it's confirmed because I heard Merlin. I feel like you have a wizard, like the wizard Merlin around you, okay?
Oh, I think I do. I think her name is Rita.
Okay.
All right. That's your sister. It took me a beat there to figure out. I was going, you're Rita's sister. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling this wizard. You probably understand that more than I do, but yes. Yes. So. Yeah. So.
Well, great. I'm so happy to hear it, and I'm so glad I got to talk to you today. And I'll let you go because there's a lot of people behind me, I know, and a little bit of time left. But thank you so much, and I'll listen again when I can.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Quick follow and call back in. It's like awesome. We're so glad we get referrals from family members. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay, we got a couple minutes. We got 262, and we've got 262, and then 559, and 714. It's like, guys, we're not going to get all of you in today, but 626. There we go. You're on with us, and let's go for it. Let's see what Pamela can figure out for you today.
Hi, Pamela. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Hi.
This is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Just wanted to find out quickly, what kind of energy do you see around me?
I am seeing like kind of like a tornado around you, okay? It doesn't necessarily feel like your energy. It feels like people around you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I'm getting clean that energy, okay? Clean that energy, you know?
Okay. Does that mean get rid of those people out of my life?
If they clean up their act a little bit, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Either that or you really need to protect yourself from those people. And, you know, I can't tell you what to do. I mean, you can surround golden light around you or whatever color light, or if you feel like you need to, let them go. Okay.
Now, are these friends or is it family members or?
And when you asked that, I heard both.
1 minute.
Oh, both. Wow.
Both. Okay.
Huh. Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah. And I'm hearing, in the meantime, keep grounded and keep your energy pure. That's important.
Okay.
Okay. visualization. That's what I'm getting. So I hope that helps.
Okay. That's all you're picking up?
They're saying love. Love yourself. Love yourself more.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, because I know we're going to get cut off any minute.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
Okay. We're down to about 30 seconds here.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No, I take it back. We got 10 seconds here. Okay. I'm going to put this on here real quick. Okay. There you go. Area code 559. We got you for like 5 seconds here. It's like, call back in. Pamela's going to come back on with us. She is at www.successfulrel.com. And she's also on Facebook and Twitter. Also, let's see, what else we got going? Today, Psychic Jethro is starting a new show called Living in the Psychic Realm, and he's going to be on at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. It's 714-333-3354. So if you didn't get on today with Pamela, it's like, call back in. He's doing a little bit different format, but it's like, oh, and this thing is a spin in a circle for me. Doggone. So area code 559 and area code 714. It's like, do call back in. It's like, sometimes we couldn't get anybody on. It's like, and then we got really busy. It's like, you know, we love having Pamela on. You guys obviously really love her. And she sounds like she's going to be back, not next week, but the following Tuesday, yes?
Right. Yes, I will.
All righty.
Yeah, 2
All
o'clock,
right.
2
good.
O'clock Eastern time, and I think that's 12 o'clock Mountain time?
Yes, 12 o'clock Mountain time, sure is.
Okay.
And 11 o'clock Pacific, and what's in between, 1 o'clock on Central time.
Right.
Yep, so, all righty. Well, and they haven't vlogged this off yet, but it's like I've seen them do this, and it's like they hold us for a minute or two, and it's like, and then all of a sudden they go, yep, now we're kicking you off. So it's like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to try and go with this, it's like finally 559 showed up live on air. It's like if you want to go until they cut us off, we can do it.
Well, I'm listening to you, ladies.
Okay. And what is your name?
Evelyn.
And what is your question, Evelyn?
Basically, I'm just concerned about my older sister. I have a good feeling that she's not doing well. I'm kind of like, don't know how to help her, and I'm just overall concerned about her, and she has children.
Okay, I'm hearing everything's going to be okay. Love her, pray for her, and ask her, how can I help you, and respect her answer is what I'm getting, okay? But again, a lot of prayers. I'm also getting to ask Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to help her too, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel she's really stubborn, and it's hard for her to accept help. Okay, but I'm hearing the Beatles sing, "We Can Work It Out," so I feel like it's going to work out. I'm also feeling like she needs to go through some sadness, through some stuff, I want to say trials, for her to learn certain lessons, okay? And the hardest thing you need to do is let go and allow her to learn these lessons, okay? That's the hardest thing for you to do.
Okay, well, I feel a little comfort knowing that everything's going to be okay because it's been really, really, it's just what I think about every day. It's really been bothering me.
Right, okay, and as you said that, my guide said, don't forget about you, okay? You know,
mm-hmm.
All right, they're saying the ripple effect, and I'm seeing, you know, after a stone is thrown into a lake or a river, how it ripples, and that's what you need to do. You need to enjoy happiness, enjoy your life, and it will affect hers, okay? So, you know, don't be miserable because she's miserable. I know that's easier said than done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting that you need some happiness. It will rub off on her, too.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you very much for taking the time to answer the call.
Okay.
Thanks.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for hanging in. It's like, and for whatever reason, Blog Talk, it's like they haven't logged us off yet. So it's like, as long as they don't log us off, we got one more person hanging in here. It's like, caller at area code 714. It's like, you might have got lucky and got on. It's like, are you still with us? All right.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. And your name is?
My name is Carlos.
Hi, Carlos, and what is your question?
Well, I was just hoping you could tap in and see if there are any messages for me.
Okay. Well, the first thing I got is you're a lot of fun, okay? That's what I got. And to have fun, okay? I'm also getting you're very sensitive, okay? I feel like you have been, you know, at times, unfortunately, deeply hurt, okay? The other thing I'm hearing is you got to let love in, and then I heard you got to let love rule, okay? So I feel at times you use humor not to allow people to get too close to you, okay? And all right, and I'm getting to trust that you will allow the right people to come close to you, okay? And
okay.
I hate to say this, but I feel like this is not just for you, for everybody. Sometimes you need to be wounded, okay? Like, sometimes that's the way we learn. Like, ooh, I can't let that kind of person into my life again. And sometimes, you know, the ones that wound us the most are our greatest teachers also, okay?
Right.
Are you thinking about new work, new job? 'Cause I...
Well, I'm a massage therapist, and I just moved into a new area, and I was thinking of possibly tapping more into my intuitiveness and possibly doing, like, a radio show slash getting more into that work.
Okay, yeah, and, don't give up the massage therapy. I don't know, for some reason I feel like it's going to be a combination for a while, okay?
Okay.
But, yes, but I did hear Patti LaBelle sing On My Own, okay? So it feels like, obviously collaborate with other people, but it feels like you're mostly on your own, too. Do you understand what I mean? Because I do feel like somebody might proposition you with this great business partner, and I'm just getting, be very careful. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, again, the new job, the new business feels like it will go good. I'm also getting to allow your intuition to lead you where you need to be.
Okay.
All right. Are you looking for a place to rent or something like that? Space?
Not yet. Actually, since I just moved in, we're starting to remodel the place that I'm going to be moving into again, and that's where I'm going to start off my business.
Okay, all right, because for some reason I'm seeing a place that, like, it has, like, a porch, okay? I don't know if that makes sense to you, okay?
Okay.
I don't know, I'm seeing that, okay? I just feel, I don't know, for whatever reason, I feel like something temporary coming up. It makes no sense. Okay?
Hmm. Yeah.
Something temporary. Okay? And the money's going to be okay. I'm also hearing go back to school, but I don't feel like it's college. I feel like it's certain classes, okay? But I'm also feeling you teaching classes, too. Okay?
That makes sense. I've been wanting to teach for a while now.
Okay. All right. So, it feels like a whole new road is opening up for you. And as I said that, I heard something my guides say all the time, follow the yellow book road, okay? So that's, because it's a path.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's often, least traveled, okay? And at the same time, I saw Dorothy click her heels together, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. So I feel like you still need to keep a connection with home, okay?
Okay.
Whatever home is to you, okay? I'm hearing parents. Your parents are still alive?
My mom, I don't know my dad, but my mom is still alive, yes.
Okay, all right, yeah, because I'm getting to keep that connection with her, okay?
Okay.
All right. There feels like there's somebody else who feels like a parent, too. It's not just your mom, okay? It could be an aunt or, some kind of, older figure or whatever.
Okay?
All right? And if you don't know who I'm talking about, they're coming in, okay? Because I am getting to keep that connection. Yeah. Yeah, everything feels like it's going okay. Everything feels fine. I'm just hearing trust in God, and they're saying to meditate more.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels good. But
that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah, but I do feel you have a lot of faith and trust, okay? That's what I'm getting. And just to trust the path. The other thing I'm getting is your diet. Make sure it's clean. Okay?
Okay.
Make sure it's clean. I don't know why, but they're saying make sure it's clean. Okay?
That makes sense, too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm seeing fruits, vegetables, things like that, you know.
Yeah.
They're saying at least once a day, you know. So what that means is at least have some kind of vegetable and some kind of fruit once a day.
That's yeah, I do try. I've been switching over slowly, but it's happening.
good. Yeah. And they're saying walks.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, so. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much
for calling. Well, thank you for calling in. Yeah. And click follow us and come on back. It's like I'm not sure how good Blog Talk is.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Email. It's like, yeah. But we're sending out our service. We're 773-897-6461. We're here 7 days a week.
Perfect. And you guys are on Facebook?
Pamela's on Facebook. She's at www.successfulariel.com. And it's like, and I don't if they just like Google, you know, Google your name or whatever. It's like, is it Rep Pamela or is it just Pamela Cummins or how can I find you that way?
You can find both. And if you do Rep Pamela, just make sure that you don't put a space, okay?
Because
Twitter account will come right up. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to play with Google, you know.
Yeah.
And I think what's the best way to get a hold of Psychics Gone Wild?
Wow, that's probably actually through Jethro. His is www.jethrosmith.net, and we found out with him, if you just put in Jethro Smith, he comes up. It's like he's on Facebook. I don't know if he's on Twitter, but I know he's on Facebook. And if you just put that in, you know, and then of course his other one is just his email is psychicjethro@aol.com. But everything he's got, his other half spent her weekend redoing his www.jethrosmith.net place, and it's like everything. It's like everything you want to, you know, get a hold of there. It's like they posted it all, his book and, you know, readings and the whole shebang, classes, you name it.
Great.
But yep. All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It's like, I don't know why Blog Talk chose to give us extra minutes today. It's like, I've been sitting here waiting for it just to go click and, you know, be dead and hear the insurance commercial. I'm like, wow. But anyway.
Sometimes it's meant to be.
Yes, it must have been meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, and one of the nice things is, too, is Jethro is starting his new show. He got his reverendship paper, so he's an official, you know, licensed reverend person. And it's like, he started the new show. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm, which is also the name of his book. And it's going to be on at 4 o'clock today. It's just going to be an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock. The call-in number
cool.
there, I think, is like 714 and a lot of threes. It's 333-3354. So if you want to stop by there and, you know, tell him hi today, it's like, you know, he's doing something a little bit different.
Oh, definitely.
He's still doing readings. And what's really amazing is they found a place. They've joined two churches in Florida because they have now they're up and coming. It's called Spiritual Churches, and he says just like everybody in there is, you know, has what he calls a reverendship. You know, they're all like, you know, learners, whatever, but they all get messages from, you know, angels, spirit, whatever, and that's what it is. It's a whole church full of spiritual people who are not afraid of the spiritual gift that God gave them. So it's just really phenomenal.
That's
He's
too
really
awesome.
Place.
Yeah.
It's very
yeah.
much so.
It makes me want to fly out there, you know?
Yeah. I would think in the Carolinas, you know, you might, if you look around, you might have something like that. I know they're big in England, and it's like, and they're starting to get a foothold, you know, like over here too. It's like that Lilydale place is up
right.
there. I think that's up in New York, you know. But it's like it's where there are churches where people are not, you know, afraid of. I call them God's gifts because it's like, you know, God gifted us with a lot of different things, and it's like, you know, we can't be afraid of gifts of the Spirit, you know. But that unfortunately, so many traditional Christianity is, and it's kind of sad. So it's like I'm really happy to see it's like, you know, it's in a, you know, church format. I'm like going, it's cool. It's way cool. It's like there is a place for, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
for people to buy, you know, kind of band together and have that bond. And, you know, it's like, and you can be a normal person.
Right. No, well, in New Jersey, there were some, unfortunately, a couple of them folded, but that's actually where I got ordained because I'm an interfaith minister, and those were really neat.
Cool.
Fortunately, I don't know any down here, probably in a big city, which, you know, I'm a couple, you know, hours away from. So.
Right.
You know.
You know, you could always start your own group.
I know. I thought about doing that. I thought about it. So I got so many obligations, like everybody else, right?
Yeah, I know. Believe me. I know that one. All right. Well, Carlos, thank you so much. And, like, if you're on your computer, like, say, click follow and, like, you know, check back with us again because, you know, we love to hear Pamela's going to be on with us, not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that. So it's, like, really look forward to having you, you know. We like people to come back and say, hey, guess what?
You know,
this happened. You know, you told me this and whatever. It's, like, you know, that validation because, you know, sometimes people, you know, will come back and tell us and sometimes they won't.
Right.
You know, but it's like it's really cool to always really cool to have that. Yes, that happened. It's like, yeah, thank you.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll be back and I'll let you know what's going on.
I definitely
value your insight. So
alrighty.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Well, golly, I think it's you and me, Pam and Pamela, and we can call it a wrap for the day.
That sounds good. That sounds good because I have other commitments that I need to get to because
going.
I wasn't expecting to be on a little longer. That's okay. That's all right.
Okay.
That's why I, you know, I've learned don't schedule things back to back.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Don't.
Give yourself a little bit of breathing space, yep. And
well,
it's like, I can say this is really weird because it's like, you know, as far as I know, this was supposed to be a 60-minute show, so I'm like going, Blog Talk is loving us. Maybe it's to make up for the earlier part. I don't know.
Could be.
Anyway, all righty. Well, we'll see you again, and thank you so much. It's like, I'll make sure I get you up, posted up on the thing. It's like, I'm not looking at my calendar, but it's like,
I have a calendar right in front of me. Today's the 3rd,
cool.
Correct? And so it would be, on 17th. The 17th.
Excellent.
17th, okay.
Okay, well, we'll get you here and advertise, and awesome, we'll see you again.
Okay, all right, goodbye, everybody.
Thank you so much.
All right,
okay, bye-bye. Bye. All righty, let's see here. Well, I'm just going to kind of finish up our day here for our listeners. And again, let's say to get a hold of Pamela, we had Pamela Cummins on today. And her website is www.successfulrel, short for relationship, successfulrel.com. She's on Facebook and Twitter. You can get a hold of her that way. To get a hold of our Master Psychic Jethro, he is at www.jethrosmith.net, just like it sounds, JethroSmith.net, and he is also on Facebook. Also, you can get a hold of him calling area code 928-284-0437 to schedule a time with him. You can also email him at psychicjethro@aol.com. They've got their book out. You can get an autographed copy, again, by going to that website, that www.jethrosmith.net. And he got his ordination papers, so he is an official ordained reverend as of yesterday, which is really cool. And he started this new venture. The new show is on today, Living in the Psychic Realm. And that call-in number is 714-333-3354. And he's going to be on today at 4 o'clock. It'll be an hour show from 4 to 5 o'clock. So we'll go catch up with him there and see what's happening there at that time. And thank you guys all for listening in today. And we will be back again tomorrow. I got to get a hold of Amy Cavanaugh and see if she's got her phone back on yet. She, when they had that, Hurricane Debbie or something like that in Florida, she lost her car and her phone. So we've been trying to get back a hold of her, and it's like she's been doing the chakra classes with us on Wednesday, so we look forward to that. And then Thursday, we'll see what's on and what's going. I know I'm hosting that day, so we'll figure out when we get there what's up. And you guys all have a great day. Thank you so much for listening in, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.